Okay, good morning again. Okay, I'm preaching this morning, you can see. All right, and do you know that you have a Calvin Klein model in the house? Are you not laughing? Okay, sorry, the Calvin Klein model is not me, yeah? The Calvin Klein model is my... Okay, who can guess? As he gets older, his hair gets higher. All right? He takes weights and all those stuff. Who do you think he is? Huh? Who is the Calvin Klein model in our church? Okay, he's not here today. Okay, he's my brother-in-law, Pastor Elvin. Okay, so all right, I'm just a fan. Okay, so I'm wearing a jacket today because I've been eating and not resting well. You know, I've got a belly, and this coat is to camouflage. Okay, the bulging belly. And I told my dad that I was going to wear a coat this Sunday. He said, don't bluff yourself. All right. So, yeah. So today, I'm going to just continue with that series on God and His people in SRM, section 4, part 3, gifts and services. Okay. But today's topic is going to be a little bit more specific because I will be talking to you about my journey into the prophetic, okay? Basically, I'll be sharing with you a lot of stories and testimonies of how God led me to move in the prophetic gifting and how it has been a blessing to me and also to the people that I minister to, all right? And my prayer is that you will catch this in your spirit this morning and that you will begin to function in these giftings, okay? You will see that it's very, very powerful, and this is what I believe. I think that a lot of you will have this gifting, or you can even come into this gifting, but you need to allow the Lord to work it through. All right, so I will share with you a lot of experiences, my failures, the cautions, the abuses, and all these things. All right, so that we have a clearer understanding. Okay, not so much as like an expository teaching, all right, this morning, but really sharing out of my life and really impart to you so that you will catch something and begin to function in this. All right, my whole life is. Since I became a Christian, and more so in the past 10 years, it's all about, it's very prophetic in nature, meaning that everything that I do is guided by God. God shows me, God confirms it in many, many different ways, okay? So, maybe to start off, all right, I'll read 1 Corinthians 12, verses 4 to 7 and 11. It's taken from the SRM book. He says that there are diversity of gifts, all right? And the word gifts there means charisma. But the same spirit. There are differences of ministries, diakonia, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, energema, all right? But it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. Verse 11, but one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He wills. Okay, so basically this verse here tells us that there are diversity of gifts in the body of Christ. Okay, not everyone is like me, who likes to prophesy. Okay, and of course, I'm no better than you too. All right, I'm just different from you. Okay, but contributing to the body as a whole. All right, and the second thing that we want to, if we look at this, is that there is the same divine source that empowers our gifting, all right, and is distributed by the Holy Spirit as He wills. Okay, you ask me why I have the prophetic gifting, I also don't know, because God wants to give it to me. All right, why is it that Lan Phun has the gift of intercession? I also don't know why. Okay, but she's just spurred to pray. Okay, why is it that Jeremy is a teacher of the word? I also don't know. I can't teach like him. Okay? But all of us, we complement our giftings to the building up of the body of Christ here. And it is for the profit of all. Okay? So our giftings are really to build up the body, and it is to profit every single one in the body of Christ. So very quickly, I would like to just go through the categorizations of gifts here. So sorry that it's so puny. I'm clearly not gifted in this, yeah. All right, so we have, very quickly, Romans 12, 3 to 8. There you have prophecy, ministry, teaching gifts, exhortation, giving, leadership, mercy. Okay, all these are the motivational gifts. Then the second column, we have the gifts of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12:8-10, where we have the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, gift of faith, gift of healings, working of miracles, gift of prophecy, discerning of spirits, different kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues. And then, of course, the last column, we have the fivefold ministry, okay, commonly known as the fivefold, Ephesians 4:7-11, all right, where you have the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. Well, right, the one that I want to focus on is actually the middle column, all right, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, okay, and the word charisma, okay, that's used to describe this is simply means a gift of grace. I think we have the definition, yeah. Okay, can we put it up? Next slide, please. Okay, the Greek word for charisma simply means a gift of grace or a gift involving grace on the part of God as the donor. In other words, charisma is God's endowments upon believers by the operation of the Holy Spirit. Reference Vine's Expository Dictionary of Biblical Words, but I took that from Pastor Paul's book, Charisma. So basically, the gift of prophecy, as you can see, is a grace gift. All right, we don't earn it, but given by God as He chooses. All right, let's go back to the categorization of the gift. Okay, if you look carefully, the three columns. Okay, every column has the prophetic gifting there as well. Okay, so if you look at the first one there, and then you have the gift of prophecy, and then you have the gift, the office of a prophet. Okay, so all right, before I begin to share with you, I would like to just say a couple of things, okay, so that you don't misunderstand me, all right? The reason why I preach about prophecy is because that's my gifting, and that's how I can present myself best to you, all right? So it doesn't mean that I have a better gift than you, okay? But I'm just sharing with you the experiences that I go through so that you can actually apply the principles in your own gifting as well, okay? A few things. Number one, okay? We all have our stories to tell, but allow me the privilege to tell you mine today, okay? Today is my day, okay? So let me have the privilege. Number two, the testimonies that you are about to hear are all by the grace of God, and glory goes to God alone, okay? I am humbled to be used by God in this area, so rejoice with me, okay? But also learn from my mistakes. Okay? Now, the third point. I do not stand in the office of a prophet. Okay? I am not a prophet. Okay? However, I do have the function, I do function in the gift of prophecy, the charisma, in a rather regular manner. Okay? So, this gift manifests itself in a lot of ways, not just in church, when I'm preaching or where I share the word, but many times in my conversations with friends, all right, I'll meet someone, I'll sit down, I'll start to chat, and then suddenly something will come out. Okay, God will use me to begin to speak to my friend. Okay, so they will encounter God through the words. Okay, I'll share with you more. Number four. I am not the only one with this gift of prophecy in the church. Okay, there are others who are more seasoned, more accurate, more godly, okay, than I am, whom I have much to learn from. Okay, but the Bible says that we know in part and we prophesy in part. So I do my part. All right, yeah. This one you all need to give me chance to get. I'm still learning and making mistakes along the way. Okay, I pray that as you listen, you will glean general principles that will aid you in your utilization of your own gifting. And finally, thank you, church. Thank you for allowing me to use this gift in this church. Okay, we came from a very traditional background. Okay, and the very fact that we can use this in our church and function it in our church is really the grace of God. And I want to thank you because your heart has been open to this gifting. And I pray that in the days to come, as you open up yourself more and more to this gifting that will flow in this church, God will bless you. Okay? Boleh tak? Boleh, ya? Okay, I need you to respond to me lah. Okay? Thank you very much. Okay. So, what is this gift of prophecy? Let me just make a definition, and then I'll tell you about the function of the gift of prophecy in the body of Christ. Then I will share my story, okay? So, the gift of prophecy. What is the gift of prophecy? I'll take it from my mentor's book, Charisma, Exploring the Gifts of the Holy Spirit. All right? So, he says, the slide is Renee. Okay, he says, "Dearly beloved, the gift of prophecy is the ability given by the Holy Spirit to speak forth the mind, counsel, and will of God. Prophecy is a divine disclosure on behalf of the Spirit. It is an edifying revelation of the Spirit for the moment, a sudden instinct of the Spirit bringing exhortation and comfort. It is also the simplest form of inspired utterance in a known language. It contains predictive elements when operated through seasoned prophets such as Agabus, when he prophesied about the coming famine in Acts 11:28. The Old Testament prophets had accurately foretold many future events with tremendous accuracy." Okay, so I've taken it from my mentor's book, Dr. Paulan and Dr. Christina, Charisma, Exploring the Gifts of the Holy Spirit. Let me just show you the book. All right. So when he comes, you can ask him for it. Okay. So, okay. So what's the function of the prophecy? Function of the gift of prophecy is written in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 3. The first function of the prophetic gifting is edification. The second is exhortation. And the third one is comfort. All right, now I want to talk about the first one, which is edification. All right, I checked the Greek word this morning. All right, edification in Greek, okay, is oikodomio. All right, so I checked it out. Helps Word Study says that a building serving as a home. Okay. Constructive criticism and instruction that builds a person up to be a suitable dwelling place of God. That is where the Lord is at home. Okay, so that's the function of the prophetic gifting. The prophetic gifting is not just about telling you about your future. Okay, it is also, that's foretelling. Okay, which is also one of them. But the gift of prophecy is also to foretell, to tell you about the will of God, the counsel of God in your life at a particular moment. Okay? So, and of course, exhortation, encouragement, and also the gift of prophecy is to comfort the body of Christ. Okay. So, let me just start, yeah? Okay, my story. Yeah? Journey into the prophetic. Okay, now, this is how I function in the prophetic, yeah? I will give you, sometimes I will tell you things in a known language. Okay? In a known language. Like, for example, just now, I think I was operating in a prophetic gifting. All right? And God wanted to speak to some people in our midst. So I released a word. Okay? I think the word was for somebody, right? I think so. Okay, never mind. So the second way I released the gift of prophecy, which you do not normally see in this church, is that I function in the gift of tongues, all right? I have many sets of tongues in me, all right? Now, what do you mean, Raymond? You have so many sets of tongues? No. Okay, it's like sometimes when I'm in a certain environment, I will be kind of turned on by the Spirit of God, and then my tongue will start to change, okay? For example, when I was in India, for a mission trip with Pastor Paul and Pastor Christina. We were having a group prayer, and we started praying in tongues, And then suddenly, the language of the tongue began to change. It sounded very Indian. Okay? I can't even do it for you right now, okay? But I didn't do like this kind of action, okay? When I, okay, the spirit of the prophet is subjected to the prophet. Okay, but anyway, I began to speak in another language. And then, Pastor Christina, Indian, right? She said, "Hey, Raymond, this sounds like some Indian word, you know?" And then she kind of got the interpretation, you know, that God was using me to pray for India in a foreign language. Okay, so it was like very, very weird, okay? And this has not happened once, many times again. You know, the last time it happened was in GBC, Georgetown Baptist Church, dedication of the new building. I was, we were having practice just before the service, okay? And then Stan and I. And we started worshipping, you know, while they were sound checking, you know, we just felt that we needed to worship. So we worship, and suddenly, I started to speak like in another language. I don't know what kind of language. According to a missionary who gave me a feedback, it sounded like French, Spanish. Wow, not bad, nah? Spanish, French, yeah? All right, and I gave the interpretation. Okay? The interpretation was, God wants to make you, or rather the prayer. It was a prayer with interpretation. And the interpretation was, God, make us into like your dwelling place, you know? Okay, not just your visiting place, okay, like that word that God gave to Christine, I think. I forgot already, okay. But anyway, my question is, how do I know that that is of God, you know, and that I'm interpreting correctly? Days later, I've got feedback. The intercessors of GBC, Georgetown Baptist Church, that was their prayer for the church. Okay, so that, at once I knew that I was on the right track. All right, and a couple of more times. Okay, not many times, but many more times. I remember very early days as a Christian. I'm very intrigued by this. I read books and I actually said a prayer to God. I said, "God, one day I want to be used like that." And many years later, God granted my request. Okay, so I do have this gift of many tongues, but I also pray for. I think God has also given me the gift of the interpretation of tongues. All right? So, this is how I function. Sometimes the tongues can be quite long, but the interpretation is just a sentence. Okay? Or sometimes it can be very short, the tongues, but the interpretation is very long. All right? As we go along, you will hear more. Okay, number one, desire. Okay? 1 Corinthians 14, 1 to 5. It says, "Pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, especially that you may prophesy." Okay? Especially that you may prophesy. "But he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to man but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the spirit he speaks mysteries. But he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to man. He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church." Paul says in verse 5, "I wish all spoke with tongues, but even more that you prophesied. For he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks with tongues, unless indeed he interprets, and the church may receive edification." All right, so it started off with a desire. How did the desire start? Okay, so number one, God gave me the desire as I read books about this gifting. Desire also came by seeing friends moving in the prophetic gifting. Many years ago, there was a move of the Holy Spirit among the young people in this church. And my leaders, they were moving in these supernatural gifts. Pastor Alvin was one of them. All right, they were moving in the words of knowledge. They were moving in prophetic word. It was just mighty. All right, I'm not exaggerating. We remember this sister, my friend. Okay, now she's gone to the Baptist seminary to study. You know, now out. Was working full-time, now a mother, okay? She has been called to be a prophet, hear the audible voice of God. So when she was very young, she would remember, I remember we have like about 20, 30 of us, you know, and then she would preach, and then she would start giving words of knowledge, all right? And words of prophecy. And all these girls, they will come in front, you know, and they will just weep. under the power of the Spirit of God. All right, so I've witnessed the kind of release of power in our midst. That's why I hungered for it. Not only that, I remember one of my first exposure to the gift of prophecy was in the School of Music Ministries in Ipoh. I think Pastor SH was involved, right? Huh? Ah, I remember, I think you brought one of the prophets to the school. I remember, and what happened was, I was very new, you must understand, okay? So they were doing a part on personal prophecy. Okay, he was prophesying, and then he called me out. Okay, so I sat on a stool here, alright, and then he laid his hands on me. Then he said this. He says, Raymond, God has given you the gift of exhortation. Then in my heart, I say, God, why give me this kind of gift? Give me the power gifts, you know. Prophecy, word of knowledge, healing, miracles. Give me what exhortation. All right, God knew that I looked down on the gift, okay? So he said, you know, to one of them, he said, don't think that it's not an important gift. All right, so what happened was after the 2 weeks, I came back to church. My friend, Santi, that prophet, okay, that girl with the prophetic gifting who had an encounter with God, she said, Raymond, can I pray for you? She's never prayed for me before, right? The moment she laid hands, she said, God has given you the gift of exhortation. Now, I ask you, God is very cute, isn't it? Confirmed it to two prophets, all right? I had no choice. And then he said, don't think that the gift is not important. Alright, so God was trying to tell me, you know. But that was my first exposure to the prophetic gifting. Why is it important? It's important so that I know that I'm gifted to encourage you. Understand, church? Alright, so even today as I'm preaching, I'm actually functioning in various giftings. The gift of encouragement as well. Okay, I don't even know when I encourage you. Okay, but God will use me. Okay, and that was one. Okay, do we have time for another? Okay, another one. Another thing that happened was during that desire was cultivated when, you know, during that season now, when God began to bring prophets into my path. People with very strong prophetic gifting along my path. You know, I remembered I was working in Ayer Itam, Praise Music Studio. And for some reason, when I went to that shop, the music shop was closed. I was supposed to teach that day. So I turned back, I went back. But as I went back, there was a roundabout in Falim, right? Not. So I just said, never mind, let me just go back, you know, and just have lunch and then go and see. Very simple things, very normal. I just went back, have lunch, and went over to the shop. You know what? Lo and behold, the shop was open. And there, a company of prophets from Australia. Oh, they started prophesying. They don't even know me. Seriously. They spoke about me working with some 12 people, you know, from all over Malaysia. I knew what he was talking about. He was talking about Trinity College. Remember, I shared before previously that this call to work with Trinity College was also prophesied to me before it came to pass. I know of another prophet friend. She's Pastor Susanna. I like to honor her. But she has actually prayed for me. And she saw the building of, you know, Trinity College London and my involvement with it. She saw in the picture, a lot of paper, you know, all around. And then she said that it's going to be a prominent school. So all these things came to pass. In a way, my life is kind of a product of many prophetic words and impartation. Okay, I have seen the power of it and. Every time I face problem in Trinity, which I'm going to tell you afterwards, I'm assured that this is because I'm called by God into this, God will sort it out. So this is the principle. If God has called you into something, and you are facing something difficult, if you're facing a difficulty in your life, please know that God will come through for you because He has called you. Okay? All right. Okay. Number two, discover. Okay, how did I know that I have a prophetic gifting. Okay? Through prophetic words by others. Okay? I'm constantly prayed for, you know, and sometimes by the prayer group, you know, Auntie Lan Foon, they pray, and some other people. And then they will prophesy. They'll say that, oh, God has given you a prophetic gifting. I've heard it so many times. Okay? So many times that I do not know who said what. But I do know now that I have the prophetic gifting. Because I desired, God gave, yeah? And also, confirmation by the body of Christ. Okay? I'm very glad that my brothers, they confirm that many times when I whatever I speak, God uses it to speak to people. Okay? So again, that's a prophetic gifting. And many times I feel that I'm not qualified. In fact, to tell you the truth, I only came to really embrace this fact that I do have this prophetic gifting only lately. Okay? Only lately. Why do I say so? I think there was one day I was feeling very down, okay? Very down, okay? I don't feel like prophesying. I don't feel like I'm on top spiritually, okay? And I was leading worship, and I think it was David who was preaching that day, all right? For some reason, okay, I chose the song, remember? I chose the song, Lord, I Will Run to You, okay? And I tell you the truth, the reason why I chose it was not because I felt like that thing came as a revelation. That week, I haven't been living very well. You know, I've been watching this YouTube, you know, Britain Got Talent or something like that, you know. And there was this guy who sang, you know, and Lord, and I Will Run to You by Whitney Houston. I was so intrigued by him, you know. Like, he sang really well. So I knew that I didn't want this in my spirit. You know what I'm saying? I just dislike when my spirit gets in touch with a lot of secular songs. All right? This is one of the things that God has taught me, you know, guard your heart. Don't allow the defilement of the world to take root. All right. That's why I don't mind telling you this. I fast from worldly music. Okay. I don't pop music especially. All right. I don't fast from classical music because I need to teach it. Okay. But I try my best not to listen to worldly music a lot because it when I begin to minister it confuses me. You know, it causes me to feel like, how come right in the middle of the worship, I hear this popular song? You know what I'm saying? So it disturbs me, and I cannot function properly in the spirit. All right? So I've got to be very careful the way I do it. So, but that's for me. That's my call. Okay? That's the price that I have to pay. Okay? But it may not be for everybody. Okay? So relax again. Okay? So confirmation of the body of Christ. Okay? So what happened was, he was preaching, and I chose that song. And then he started talking about running. He quoted an example about this runner, right? And he began to confirm that song, you know, confirmed his message. All right, so you ask me why I chose it. I tell you the truth. I chose it for this reason that I want to not sing that song, but sing this song, all right? This secular, okay? So I needed to choose another song. So I don't know why it happened, but it happened that way. Okay? But this has happened not just once, but many, many times. But of late, it has been very, very clear and evident. Okay? So you ask me why it's like that, I also don't know. Okay? Next. Confirmation by the body of Christ. And then things that, through things that have, the things that were prophesied came true. Alright? So blessings that God allowed me to witness. Okay, give you a few examples. There was once I was in Johor for ministry, you know, and I was being taken into a car by this particular man together with other friends of mine. And suddenly I don't know why, but I just said to them, I said, are you going to open a music school? Seriously. It was just a very normal conversation, you know. And then the next time I see him again, I saw him for the next trip, I said, are you going to open a music school? Now, I don't know him, yeah, mind you. Okay? And then one day, I remember it was a Saturday before I preached the next day on a Sunday. He called me up. He said, Raymond, the music school is up. Okay? So it's very interesting. So sometimes when I talk to you very normally, It could be a prophetic word, yeah. So, but don't be afraid of me. I'm not like a prophet where I go around and just start revealing all your sins, okay? I don't have that gifting, okay? So just relax, okay? Another example was, Sue, I can share this, Can okay, I'll share this one. I think Sujin back then was having had a miscarriage, her first child, I think. Okay, and then we were worshiping at another church, and I knew that she was going through a very bad time. But as we prayed for her, I saw in my spirit's eyes a boy running across the stage. Then I told her it was a boy, yeah. By the way, all right. And soon after that, she was conceived with Joel. I believe I saw Joel in the spirit, okay, that little kid. The other one was Josiah. When Josiah came, I knew they were having the third child, but I don't know what the name was. For many times when Joel came for lesson with me, I wanted to ask him, what is the name of the, you know, your parents had given to your third brother? But I just didn't have the courage to tell him that it was Josiah. But somehow, by the Spirit, I knew that he had to be named Josiah. Okay? So, that was another thing, right? And, I want to also tell you about, so these are some of the things that really encouraged me. And, I've got 15 minutes. I need to tell you whatever I need to tell you. Sometimes, during my lessons with my student, I will also function in the gift of prophecy. Okay, you may find it very weird. He says, Raymond, what do you mean? There was once I had a recital class. Okay, a recital class means that students, they come, only selected ones, they come and then their parents will come and listen. I remember once, I don't know why I did this, you know, in front of the parents, okay? They haven't even taken their exams, but I was forecasting. I'm serious. I said that, I told this particular girl in front of all the parents, I said, this girl, you know, very casually, perhaps will be like the brother and win this particular award because she's going to achieve this particular mark, you know, the highest mark in this exam. Actually, in my heart, I already knew cannot, man. The girl cannot get that kind of marks. But because I spoke it, she got the highest mark for that year. Okay, she didn't get the prize because she was slightly younger. Okay, but nevertheless, got the mark. Another girl kept on looking down on herself. She says that she cannot do it. In front of all her parents, I begin to prophesy. I say, this girl, you just watch. I think she's going to get a distinction. And true enough, she got a distinction. So God uses all these little things. Okay, another one. Another one in class. This girl, the touch, you know, piano, the touch must be very refined, isn't it? It's so hard. You play a piano, you think what? Beating your horse or what? You know. I was very agitated. No. I mean, seriously, after teaching her for so many years, still cannot change. Very bad reflection on my name. Sorry, God. Anyway, what happened was one day as I was sitting down, she was frustrated, I was frustrated. In my heart, God was telling me, tell her it is okay to start where you're at and progress from there. I said, come on, don't give me this, man. So I shut the voice. And I just continued to teach. The voice came again. Tell her it is okay to start where she is at and improve from there. So I said, okay, I'll tell you this. The moment I told her, she cried. 2 weeks later, the entire touch changed. She became more refined. I don't know, for some reason, okay, God has led me into all these little ways using prophetic words to change situations. That is the power of our words. Imagine all of us functioning in that prophetic gifting. What will happen? That will be an explosion, I tell you. Use the prophetic gifting outside of the church. Okay, that one another day. Okay, all right. So, so number three, develop. Okay, stewardship of the gift. 2 Timothy says, therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God, which is in you through the laying of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, of power, but of power of love and of a sound mind. Number one, very quickly, seek the giver, not the gift. Seek the giver, not the gift. We need to be hungry and thirsty for the presence of God. We need to walk in the Spirit. We need to pray. We need to listen. We need to obey. Do I always do that? No. All right? Sometimes the gifts also function irregardless. But that is not ideal. Okay? That is not ideal. I've realized many times that when I spend time with God, the gifting becomes very sharp. Okay? Even when I don't feel it, that's the funny thing. All right? When I don't feel the flow, it's also very sharp. Okay? So time with God is very important for whatever gifting that we want to do. Time with God is very, very important. We need to thirst after God's presence. We need to walk and we need to pray, listen and obey. Okay? Especially to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. Just this week, my washer lady, she walks back to her house. But I was going out that morning, you know, and then I said, you know, I take you lah. Okay, I'm going to the right, but she's going to the left. I say, let me take you back, you know, take you to the point, and then where it splits, and then you just walk back lah. I sense a prompting in my heart. Take her back home. So, when I came to the junction, I said, watch how to ya. Okay, so I took her. Thank God I obeyed the prompting. Because you know why? That opened up an opportunity for me to preach the gospel to her. You see, so important. You know, so she was actually going to the hospital. She was sick that day. She wanted to walk to the hospital. Thank God I obeyed. Otherwise, if she faints out there, you know what I'm saying? It's great responsibility. Alright, so I'm so glad that I obeyed the Lord. Confirmation of today's preaching. For some reason, do you remember that day when Pastor Alvin was supposed to preach and then he ditched his message because the Spirit of God was present? So all our preaching schedule was topsy-turvy. So I thought that I was going to be moved to June. So in my mind, I thought that Jeremy has put me on a date in June. I think it was June 4th. But then, 2 weeks ago, very interestingly, when I was just, you know, preparing for this, I just felt God was telling me, no, you're not preaching on June 4th. You're preaching on 28th of May. Then in a practice, I asked Jeremy, can I preach on the 28th of June? And then he told me, oh yeah, I didn't schedule you on June 4th. You see, these are very, very important to learn how to listen to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. Okay, I want to share this testimony with you. Okay, I want to share this very quickly. I think this is important. Give me time, yeah? Early this year, I was booking a venue for Trinity College London exams. Okay, I'm the rep. I arrange for all the exams. All right? So my job is to get the hotel, host the examiner, make sure the exam runs smoothly, etc. Okay? So at that time, what happened was, before booking the hotel, I was waking up one morning. And the Spirit of God told me, go for prayer. So, okay, obediently, I came for prayer. Pray, have encounter with God. And then we came for worship service, worship practice. We were worshiping half an hour just before we ended our practice. The Spirit of God just came. Okay? The Spirit of God just came. And when He came, I was speaking in other tongues. I was praying intensely. And then the tongues changed. Okay, this is my cue. When the tongues change, it's usually a sign that the prophetic gifting is coming. All right? I think it changed, okay? Or it did not change. I'm not sure. Sorry, this one. But in this case, I just said a word, you know? I just said, walk with God. Now, this is so significant. I didn't know that that word meant so much. Okay, now, so what happened was, prior to that, okay, I received Psalm 46. Okay, whenever I get Psalm 46, the Lord is my refuge and my strength, I get very, I don't like Psalm 46. Because many times, because I have this prophetic gifting, I know what is to come. You know what I'm saying? When God gives me Psalm 46, it means trouble. Because I had the same Psalm the year before, I had trouble. So when the word came, I said, no lah, this is not of God. Okay. I didn't want to receive Psalm 46. But God was preparing me, you see. So what happened was, I literally took a walk the next day. And as I was walking through, you know, in my surrounding, I went past this church called Holy Spirit's Cathedral. Guess what verse was on the doorpost? Psalm 46, verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. So by that time, already settled in my heart, I braced myself for the storm. True enough, 1 week later, I was told that I wasn't going to get that hotel that I chose to host the exam. Now, you must understand that it's very difficult to get a hotel which is suitable for hosting this exam. You got to get the grand piano up. All right? If I were to do it in another hotel, it would cost me 10 times more. Okay? I'm just wondering whether I should be paying that kind of money. All right? So, God prepared my heart. And then God told me, if you look at Psalm 46, verse 5, that was what God is in her midst, and that God will answer her at the midst of dawn, I think. All right, so it means that God will answer her speedily. Now, for once, you know, I'm the type that gets very anxious very easily. But because God gave me that word, I tell you, I was watching TV while waiting for the answer. I was having fun. I was enjoying God. Okay? Now, that's very, 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 very important. Especially for ministers, you know, our hearts needs to be at rest, at peace. All right? So God steadied me. They didn't give me, but somehow God gave me the wisdom to arrange it in such a way that I managed to get the hotel too. Okay? God is in the midst of her and she will not be moved. I just want to testify that I just finished a session of Trinity exams in Hotel Royal. All right? This is how great my God is. All right? I managed to get the hotel that I wanted. I was not moved. God's word came to pass. But even more fantastic thing is this. God began to use me to use Psalm 46 verse 10 to speak to people that I meet with. Now, this is another way the prophetic gift worked. I remember Pastor Kok An, when he was diagnosed with cancer. I met him very briefly. Then the word that I gave him was, Psalm 46 verse 10, be still and know that I am God. I just said very casually. And you know what? The church prayed. That was the exact word that was given to him. Okay? Understand? Okay, so this prophetic gifting is fantastic. But I want to share with you a revelation about this today. Be still and know that I am God. Throughout this, God led me to read about this word, be still, and know that I am God. Be still means let go. Surrender. Let go and know that I am God. Surrender and know that I am God. Do you know that sometimes we can be still physically, but inside our hearts, a storm rages? But do you also know that sometimes we can be so busy, and yet, in our hearts, we are still? If you are surrendered, you will be still. If you let go, you will know that He is God. Okay, this is a word for somebody here this morning. God is telling you to surrender, let it go, and know that He is God. Okay, this word was confirmed again this morning by Auntie Lan Fun. Okay, so take it to heart. God is speaking to you. All right, very quickly, the next one, find a mentor. Next one, find a mentor. Elijah, Elisha principle, okay? So basically, mentor, mentee, principal. I'm very blessed to have a prophet as my mentor. All right, Pastor Paul is a prophet to the nations, preach over 40, 50 nations, some of the largest churches in Indonesia, Keluarga Allah, you know, Bethany Church, huge church, all right? Man of God who has this thing. Okay, somehow this relationship came about when we invited him for a church camp. Okay, God began to connect me to him. Okay, he saw the destiny that was in my life. He saw the potential that was in my life. And he took me on as his so-called disciple. All right, this is something that is supernatural. Okay, this relationship is divinely appointed. All right, and because I was connected to them, there are a few things that I begin to learn. Yeah, just like Elisha, he learned from Elijah. All right, number one, I see how they function under the anointing. Okay, things of the spirit are more often caught than taught. You need to catch it. You need to be with them in the flow. I've been with them in conferences. You know, I've experienced what it feels like to have the manifested presence come upon the church and the people. I've also felt before when it's dry and it cannot move. All right, so all these things God training me. Okay, I've seen how they prophesied, and he also corrected me. All right, a mentor, he corrected me. Once I was worship leading, you know what? After one slow song, I decided that we have two fast songs and then slow songs again. You know what? That was the wrong thing to do. I remembered we were already in the flow. And because I started the fast song, the whole flow was gone. He corrected me. Okay, very humbly, I have to learn. Okay, so a mentor, he corrected me. I've also seen how he acts, okay, through various situations when he encounters difficulties, all right? And also he advises me, support and care, give me a care, encouragement, prayer, and also impartation. All right, the next one, which is very important, which I want to share with you, is the principle of honor. Let's read that. That's important. He who receives or honor you receive or honors me. All right? And he who receives me receives him who sent me. All right? If we honor Jesus, it means we honor God. He who receives honors a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. Church, I frankly tell you, I'm not so godly. I'm not so mighty. Really. If you know my life, if you know me well enough, I'm not so anointed, man. It's because God has taught me this principle of honor. I honor the man of God in my life that he brought into. How do I honor him? I encourage him when we meet. Every time he comes out to Penang, we will have a meeting together. It's very scary, you know, to be sitting with a prophet or prophetess. If I have not been walking right that week, I tell you, they will scan one. It's scary, I tell you. They are so sensitive. I remember once we were supposed to do a recording, and that week I wasn't walking well and being obedient to God. Immediately, they sense that we shouldn't be doing the recording that weekend. Okay, so a mentor corrects. Okay, but I honor him. Okay, how do I honor him? I encourage him. Just give me a minute. I speak well of them in public. Think well of them in my thought and heart. Stand by them through various seasons of their ministry. Support them financially. Now, I just want to just say this today, okay? I know that we have come to a point where we say that everybody is a minister in church, you know, and that we elders, we don't work. We work, but still we can function as elders. But can I just tell you something that that we need to all honor those who are in full-time ministry. Okay, people like Pastor Kam Fong, Pastor Seng Hock, Emily, okay, Pastor Kishore. I think we need to know how to honor them. Okay, and I say this very gently. Many times we give to their ministries, but we don't give to them. Do you know what's the difference? Ministry means, when I give to your ministry, means I expect you to use the money for your ministry. Then they cannot use that. What if they are in need? So my advice is, I implore the church, look at all these full-time ministers. Bless them for who they are. Okay? They deserve it. They give their lives for the service of the gospel. We cannot. I'm earning all the bucks. So what do? I honor them. I give them. Alright? Can or not, church? Yeah? Amen? No, no, no. Yeah? Give to them. Yeah? So honor them. God will honor us. Alright? They are the ones that have given up all their lives serving the gospel. David and Doris, thank you so much. Use your gifting to bless them. Receive them just as they are. Pray for them. They are also human with strengths and weaknesses. I learned to protect my mentor. They are not perfect. But I know the principle of honor. If I honor, I will get their reward. The reasons why I see all these gifts functioning and exploding in my life is because I feel God is telling me, you have honored. You've honored the man of God. Therefore, I function in their kind of anointing today. Okay, I see fruit. Okay, I'm finishing. Sorry, yeah. Give me another 10 more minutes. All right. I honor Pastor Paul and Pastor Christina Ang, but I do not worship them. Okay? I do not worship them. My worship is exclusively for Jesus alone. Okay, Paul said, imitate me as I imitate Christ. So, likewise. And C, very quickly, I'll finish with this. You've got to have faith when you use your gift. You got to be faithful. Keep practicing even when you don't feel like practicing it. There are failures and cautions as well. You know, this prophetic gifting can be abused. All right? I mean, if I don't like you, I can use that prophetic gifting to say, thus saith the Lord. All right? So, if you are functioning in a prophetic gifting, the purity of heart is very, very important. This is what I tell myself. Okay? Purity of heart is very, very important. Sometimes we can prophesy wrongly, maybe because of hurts in our lives. So we need to get that sorted out so that the prophetic word will be pure and it will not be tainted. All right? We need to learn, I need to learn that in order for me to function in this gift, I need to function with it in integrity. What it means is that I need to learn how to walk with God. Walk in the Spirit so that I do not fulfill the desires of the flesh. It's very dangerous if I were to function in a gifting and yet live another life. You know what I'm saying? Okay? So this is the thing that I tell myself. The other thing that is very dangerous is also not judging the timing of a release of a prophetic word. Alright? So sometimes I can receive a word, but it may not be time to release it. Next one. The issue of pride, comparison, All right, I tell you, I do face this. I do face this. Pride comes in. You know, I think I'm whole world of a prophet. All right, sometimes, especially after a season of success. Okay, but God is constantly working on me in this. All right, to be very careful with pride and envy. Okay. So, and also to consider myself less than others, all right? To recognize that people have different giftings. And also the use of the gift in a non-biblical manner, all right? This is another thing that I have to take into account. And the last one. Father heart of God. If you function in the prophetic gifting or whatever words that you want to give to anybody, pray that God will give us the heart of the Father. A hard word that is released without the heart of the Father will crush the person. Okay? Be very careful. Okay? This is something that the Lord is working on me. Okay? All of us, we struggle, all right? So, the Father heart of God. So, I give you one last example. It says that, you know, when Pastor Paul said, you know, he prayed for somebody, and that particular woman, he saw a big mouth. Okay, prayed for a woman, saw a big mouth. How are you going to tell the woman that she has a big mouth? You know what I'm saying? That's not nice, ah. So God gave her the word of God, gave him the word of wisdom. Quote a scripture and give it to her. All right. So not necessarily we see means we got to release, nah. You know what I'm saying? So if I pray for you, I see a big mouth. Then how? Okay. So we got to be very careful. Okay. Have to have the Father's heart. Need to be healed and have a revelation of the Father's love. We are not defined by our giftings. Our identity lies in the truth that we are children of the living God. No need to compare. All right, each one of us have our portion and inheritance, just as God is a just God. All right, and lastly, of course, we need to give all the glory to God. All right, so let's just read this last verse and then I'll end. D. Give God all the glory. 1 Peter 4:10-11. As each one has received a gift, minister to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and dominion forever and ever. All right? That all things God may be glorified. So, this is what you and I, we need to do, okay? After success, we give glory to God, all right? We consider each other better than ourselves. Amen? All right, let me just say a prayer and then we'll go. Father, I thank you for today. I thank you, O God, for taking me through, O God, this journey of the prophetic. My prayer for your church, O God, is that you will open up our eyes and open up our ears, O God, to hear you, to listen to you, and to obey you. Because, Lord, when we do that, O God, first of all, Lord, we honor you. Next, O God, is because we will be blessed, O God, because we follow you, Lord. So, Father, I pray, O God, that you will bless this church, O God, with this prophetic unction, O God. Every time we meet, O God, that we will hear you speak your counsel and your will, O God. And that you will reveal things, O God, in the future, O God, so that our hearts, O God, will be secure in you, so that we will know, O God, of the things to come, O Lord, that we will get ourselves ready, O God, for your move, O God, in the future. So, Father, I thank you for this time. May you bless the people as they go their separate ways. Lord, I ask for your favor to rest upon us, O God. Rest upon us, O God. Let your favor rest upon us, O Lord, as we go, Lord. May your face shine on us, Lord. We pray and we ask all of this in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.